ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 21, Instructions by Prithu Maharaj. These instructions of Prithu Maharaj they are very, very important, upholding the Brahminical culture. You know how Prithu Maharaj was begotten from the body of Vena? It's by the mercy of the Brahmanas, Prithu Maharaj considers that even though he was Shaktyavesh avatar of Lord Krishna, who appeared with his consort Archi also, he considers the Brahminical culture who is the cause of his being. Therefore he is very grateful and he upholds the Brahminical culture to such an extent that it is very, very conducive and identical to the purpose of achieving the supreme destination of life or perfection of human form of life, which is called Bhagavat Prapti, going back home, back to Godhead, or whatsoever. Prithu Maharaj, when he appeared, this Brahman knew that he is the Shaktyavesh avatar, because his bodily features have signs and they could recognize. So they started eulogizing, glorifying as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prithu Maharaj responded that, why are you glorifying me? I haven't done anything yet. Without the functionality of the Supreme Person, how one can recognize him? So he was very, very true. Unless one manifests the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he won't be a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And only Supreme Personality of Godhead himself can manifest all his potencies, and that's how he is recognized. So, he had to do the function of restoring the productivity of the earth, giving the solace, and he chastises the earth. He goes behind her just to kill her if she fails to obey the order. He was so determined, he was so much benevolent for the welfare of the people in general, that this entire welfare depends upon the king who is conducting under the instructions of the Brahman priests. Right? So Pruthu Maharaj is very ideal example to teach about this Brahminical culture, the necessity, and why Srila Prabhupada also was very much inclined that by spreading Krishna consciousness, he wants to create a Brahminical society who will be a virtual guide for the people in general, how to lead God-conscious life. So, the perfection of their life will be fulfilled. So, I would like to read few verses that after Pruthu Maharaj restores everything in normalcy, he is crowned as the king. Right? After showing his prowess, he is crowned as king. And then he acknowledges the obligation. As a king, he is very much indebted to the Brahminical culture. So, he is trying to glorify. There are several verses, they are so much pertinent, so we can understand the importance of Brahminical society. Pruthu Maharaj is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master and enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. And he is the supreme spiritual master as well. All of you citizens of the surface of the globe who have a relationship with me, as I am the king, and are worshipping him by dint of your occupational duties, are bestowing your mercy upon me. Therefore, O my citizens, I thank you. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are personally glorified by their characteristic power of tolerance, finance, knowledge and education. By dint of all these spiritual assets, Vaishnavas are more powerful than the royalty. It is therefore advised that the princely order not exhibit its material prowess before these two communities and should avoid offending them. It's a very straightforward instruction. And Srila Prabhupada warns about such aparadhas by administrative class to the Brahminical society, because that will kill the culture of human society. Now he says, Brahmanya deva purusha puratano nityam harischaranar abhivandanat avap lakshmi manapayinim yasho jagat pavitram cha mahattama garini. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ancient eternal Godhead, who is the foremost amongst all great personalities, obtained the opulence of his staunch reputation, which purifies the entire universe by worshipping the lotus feet of those Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada gives very elaborate purport, says, the Supreme Person is described even herein as Brahmanya Devaya. The Brahmanya refers to the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, or the Brahminical culture, and the Deva means worshipable Lord. Therefore, unless one is on the transcendental platform of being a Vaishnava or in the highest platform of the material goodness as a Brahman, he cannot appreciate Supreme Personality of Godhead. In lower stages of ignorance, passion, it is difficult to appreciate or understand the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord is described herein as worshipable deity for persons in Brahminical and Vaishnava culture. Huh?
Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the prime protector of Brahminical culture and the cow. Without knowing, respecting this, one cannot realize the science of God. And without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. The Lord is Purusha or the Supreme Enjoyer. Not only He is the Enjoyer when He appears as a manifested incarnation, but He is also the Enjoyer since the time immemorial, from the very beginning, Puratana, and eternally Nityam. So, Yat Charanarabhinda Vindanath Prithu Maharaj said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead attained this opulence of eternal fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of Brahmanas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead attained the fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Lord does not need to work to achieve any material gain. Since He is perpetually, supremely perfect, He does not need to obtain anything. But He still, it is said here, that He obtained His opulence by worshipping the lotus feet of Brahmanas. These are the exemplary actions. When Lord Sri Krishna was in Dwarka, He offered His respects, bowing down at the lotus feet of Narada. When Sudama Vipra came to His house, Lord Krishna personally washed His feet and gave Him a seat on His personal bed. Although He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna offered His respects to Maharaj Yudhishthira and Kunti. The Lord's exemplary behavior is to teach us. We should learn from His personal behavior how to give protection to the cow, how to cultivate Brahminical qualities, and how to respect the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. The following in the footsteps of the great personalities. If the leading personality behave in a certain manner, others follow them automatically. Who can be more leading personality than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose behavior could be exemplary? It is not that He need to do all these things to acquire material gain, but all of these acts were performed just to teach us how to behave in this material world. Then He says, Yat sevaya shesha guhashaya swarad viprapriya stutsyati kami shivraha tadeva tad dharma parai vinitaihi sarvatmana brahmakulam nishevyataam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everlastingly independent and who exists in everyone's heart, is very pleased with those who follow in His footsteps and engage without reservation in the service of the descendants of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. For He is very dear to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and they are always dear to Him. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, the Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistarpai Bichkeva, which means that unless one serves the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, one cannot get liberation from the material clutches. Pammalapetana Ati Vela Atmanaha Prasidato Atyanta Shamaha Svatasvayam Yanitya Sambandha Nishevaya Tataha Param Kimatrasi Mukham Havirbhujam. By regular service to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, one can clear the dirt from his heart and thus enjoy the supreme peace and liberation from material attachment and be satisfied. In this world, there is no fruitive activity superior to serving the Brahman class, for this can bring pleasure to the demigods, for whom many sacrifices are recommended. The next important verse is about feeding the Brahmanas. and satisfying, because the Lord is satisfied through the mouths of Brahmana. So he says, annas yatanta khalu tattva kovidaihi shraddha hutam yanmukha ijjanamabihi na vai tatha chentanaya bahiskrute hutashane paramahansya paryaguhu. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead Ananta eats through the fire sacrifices offered in the names of different demigods, he does not take as much pleasure in eating through the fire as he does in accepting the offerings through the mouths of learned sages and devotees. For then he does not leave the association of the devotees. It's a beautiful purport for this last two verses that I'm going to read. Srila Prabhupada says that according to Vedic injunction, a fire sacrifice is held in order to give food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the names of different demigods. While performing a fire sacrifice, one pronounces the word Swaha in the mantras, and such Indraya Swaha, Adityaya Swaha. These mantras are used to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead through demigods such as Indra and Aditya. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself says, Naham tisthami vaikunthe yoginam radeyeshu va tatra tisthami narada yatra gayanti madbhaktaha. I am not in Vaikuntha nor in the hearts of the yogis. I remain where my devotees engage in the glorifying my activities. So it is to be understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not leave the company of his devotees. Fire is certainly devoid of life, but devotees and brahmanas are the living representatives of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, to feed brahmanas and Vaishnavas is to feed the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. It may be concluded that instead of offering fire sacrifices, one should offer foodstuffs to brahmanas and Vaishnavas. For that process is more effective than fire yagya. The vivid example of this principle is action was given by Advaita Prabhu. When he performed the Shraddha ceremony for his father, he first of all called Haridas Thakur and offered him food. It is the practice that after finishing the Shraddha ceremony, one should offer food to an elevated Brahmana. But Advaita Prabhu offered food first to Haridas Thakur, who had taken his birth in a Mohammedan family. Therefore, Haridas Thakur asked Advaita Prabhu why he was doing something which might jeopardize his position in the Brahminical society. Advaita Prabhu replied that he was feeding millions of first-class Brahmanas by offering food to Haridas Thakur. He was prepared to talk with any learned Brahmins on this point and prove definitely that by offering food to a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur, he was equally as blessed as he would have been by offering food to the thousands of learned Brahmanas. When performing sacrifices, one offers oblation to the sacrifice fire. But when such oblations are offered to the Vaishnavas, they are certainly more effective. This is the reason we have to offer the homage through the acharyas in the disciplic succession. They are pure Vaishnavas. Our parampara yagya is far better than calling for the oblation to different demigods. Yad brahma nitya virajam sanatanam shraddha tapo mangala mauna sayyamaihi samadhina vibrati harsa darshaye yatredamadarsha ivava bhasate. In Brahminical culture, a Brahmana's transcendental position is eternally maintained because the injunctions of the Vedas are accepted with faith, austerity, scriptural conclusions, full sense and mind control and meditation. In this way, the real goal of life is illuminated, just as one's face is fully reflected in a clear mirror. Since it is described in the previous verse that feeding a living Brahman is more effective than offering oblations to a fire sacrifice, in this verse it is now clearly described that Brahminism is and who Brahmana is. In the age of Kali, taking advantage of the fact that by feeding Brahmana one obtains more effective result than by performing sacrifices, a class of men with no Brahminical qualification claim eating privilege known as Brahma Bhojan, simply on the basis of their birth in the Brahmin families. In order to distinguish this class of men from the real Brahmanas, Maharaj Prithu is giving an exact description of a Brahman and Brahminical culture. One should not take advantage of his position simply to live like a fire without light. A Brahman must be fully conversant with the Vedic conclusions, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvaihi Aham Eva Vedya. The Vedic conclusion, the ultimate understanding or the Vedanta understanding, is knowledge of Krishna. Actually, that is a fact, because simply by understanding Krishna as He is, as described in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, one becomes a perfect Brahmana. The Brahman who knows Krishna perfectly is always in transcendental position. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mamcha yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service and who does not fall down in any circumstances at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus come to the level of Brahman. Therefore, a devotee of Lord Krishna is actually a perfect Brahman. His situation is transcendental, for he is free from the four defects of conditional life, which are the tendencies to commit mistake, to be illusion, to cheat, and to possess imperfect senses. A perfect Vaishnava or Krishna conscious person is always in this transcendental position because he speaks according to Krishna and his representative. Because Vaishnavas speak exactly according to the tune of Krishna, whatever they say is free from these four defects. For example, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that everyone should always think of Him. Everyone should become His devotee, offer Him obeisances and worship Him, and ultimately everyone should surrender unto Him. These devotional activities are transcendental and free from mistake, illusion, cheating and imperfections. Therefore, anyone who is a sincere devotee of Krishna and who preaches this cult, speaking only on the basis of Krishna's instruction, is understood to be virajam, or free from the defects of the material contamination. A genuine Brahman or Vaishnava therefore depends eternally on the conclusion of Vedas or the Vedic version represented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Only from the Vedic knowledge can we understand the actual position of the Absolute Truth, who, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, is manifested in three features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and at last the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This knowledge is perfect from time immemorial, and Brahminical or Vaishnav culture depends on this principle eternally. One should therefore study the Vedas with faith, not only for one's personal knowledge, but for sake of spreading this knowledge and these activities. Though real faith in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Vedas. Then Srila Prabhupada describes the development conclusion is therefore that a Brahman does not become a Brahman simply because he is living entirely or born in a Brahminical family. He must possess all the qualities mentioned in the Shastras and practice the Brahminical principles in this life. Thus he ultimately becomes fully Krishna conscious person and can understand what Krishna is. How a devotee continually sees Krishna face to face within his heart is described in Brahma Sanhita, that premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santah sadaiva radayesu vilokayanti yam shyama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The devotee, by development of pure love for Krishna, constantly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Shyama Sundar, within his heart. That is the perfectional stage of Brahminical culture. So, if we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is itself
competent to take us back home, back to Godhead.
What is the need of Brahminical initiation? Practicing the holy name requires first of all clearing stages. So one can chant purely. But Brahminical initiation or giving an opportunity one to cultivate the qualities of Brahman is also in tune of the same purpose, which means the by any performance of any activity by the Brahman, because the transcendence is retained, that practice should be developed. So by physically acting work which is conducive for cultivating Brahminical knowledge, that is more appreciated, that will be more fruitful. The Brahmins are actually the leaders of the society who guide for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who simply lives for eating purposes, then it is not fair. If you go to Nandgaon or Barsana, there are traditional Brahmanas. They don't preach, but they won't give up their habit of asking for feeding the Brahmins. Give us 100 rupees, we are 50 people and we will take the Brahma Bhojan. Brahman initiation is not meant for Brahma Bhojan, but to retain the transcendental position, our practice becomes so conducive if we cultivate the culture of Brahman, the qualities of Brahman. So this is more practical, more conducive to purify our existence faster by our own inclination. Harinam will work, but are we able to offer our selves for Harinam to work upon us? At what extent are we hiding ourselves? All the anarthas and other things. So, Brahminical initiation is absolutely required to put up a kind of practice or culture to promote transcendental situation. Only transcendence is the common situation both in holy name as well as practice of Brahminical culture. So, thus the purpose remains the same, but one, that the Brahminical culture promotes it, expedite the business of going back home, back to God. Therefore, it is required. Srila Prabhupada gave the importance of the holy name because it's the prime necessity to purify our contaminations from the three modes of material nature, because it's transcendental. But because of our association with the three modes of material nature, it is extremely difficult without going through proper purificatory processes of Brahminical culture. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to take a second initiation to expedite the business. In the first place, we started chanting the holy name. So, This is a great opportunity, and every time we witness this reconfirmation of the vows of the first initiation, putting up more Brahminical practices in order to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth by different practices of deity worship, the purpose is to realize the Super Soul within everyone's heart. Means the realization in Brahminical culture becomes faster. Realization becomes faster. Within this lifetime it is possible. So, Prabhupada was very much interested to create a Brahminical culture, means of realized devotees. And therefore they can go out and preach yajana jayajan, patana patan yajana jayajana dana pratigraha. So in patana patan and yajana jayajan, preaching is embedded. So a Brahman must preach. So this is a great opportunity to embark on a advancement of the Krishna consciousness procedure. So you have to come again, pay your obeisances, and I will ask you that you are reconfirming your vows of the first initiation, right? And then we start the fire sacrifice. Asitaradya Prabhu ki jai. Again, this is an opportunity for you to reconfirm your vows in front of the deities, the devotees, and fire sacrifice in the name of the parampara. So, you are reconfirming?
Yes, I am reconfirming. So, I am following all the four regulatory principles.
Yes.
No intoxication, no gambling, and no
illicit acts. Alright. So you can pay your obeisances and sit down again.
So, Prabhupada Maharaj concludes by telling, whoso acquires the Brahminical qualification, whose only wealth is good behavior, who is grateful and who takes shelter of experienced persons, get all the opulence of the world. I therefore wish that Supreme Personality of Godhead and His associate be pleased with the Brahman class, with the cows and with me. So this is the prayer that we chanted as the final oblation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped with the prayer, Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmane Hitayacha. It is clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead respects and protects the Brahmins and Brahminical culture as well as the cows. In other words, wherever there are Brahmanas and Brahminical culture, there are cows and cow protection. In a society or civilization in which there are no Brahmanas or Brahminical culture, cows are treated as ordinary animals and slaughtered at the sacrifice of human civilization. this specific mention, the word Gavam by Prithu Maharaj is significant because Prithu Maharaj came to uphold the functionalities of Mother Earth, who is in the form of cow. In pictures, Lord Krishna is always seen with the cows and his associates, such as the cowherd boys and gopis. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be alone. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj said, Sa anuscharascha, is indicating the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always associated with the followers and devotees. A devotee acquires all the good qualities of the demigods. He is called Gunanayan. There is a rise of all good qualities. His only asset is good behavior, and he is grateful. Gratitude for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of the qualities of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Everyone should feel grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their necessities. It's stated in the Vedas, Katha Upanishad, Eko Bahunamya Vidadati Kaman. The Supreme One is supplying all the necessities to all the living entities. And the living entity who is therefore grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly qualified with good characteristics. The word Vriddhashrayan is also very significant in this verse. Vriddha refers to one who has been advanced in knowledge, not in the body. There are two kinds of old men. He who is advanced in the years and he who is experienced in knowledge. One who is advanced in knowledge is actually Vriddha, Jnana Vriddha. One does not become Vriddha simply by advancing age. Vriddhashrayam, a person who takes shelter of the superior person in advanced knowledge. He can acquire all good qualities of a Brahman and be trained in good behavior. When one is actually attained good qualities, becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he is endowed with all opulences. Such a person is a Brahman or a Vaishnava. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj invokes the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his associate devotees, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas and Kals. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Kanaketa and Pukkam. All right.